The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
So what are y'all talking about that Justin Timberlake looks... Did you say Timberlake or Justin Bieber?
The Biebs.
Justin Bieber. What is wrong with him? You say he's looking terrible.
Well, so I just opened Instagram on our break and I follow him. So his popped up and he looks like he lives in a gutter. To put it simple. I mean, he just looks terrible. And it's not only that, he claims he's sober. Like sometimes he'll claim he's sober, and like these pictures that he just posted 18 hours ago, he's holding like a bourbon, like a whiskey glass, and he's looking drunk and like he's swerving Mervin. Like he's got like a weird hat on his head. He's scruffy. He's got the nose ring that's like really big now. He's just, he's Britney Spears ish.
Yeah, he does not look like the pop star that was the biggest star in the world anymore at all. And it's such a shocking change that it stands out even more.
Yeah. And sad, like he'll go on rants about God and being religious, which is great. But in the rant, he'll say the F word maybe 20,000 times. Like it's so everything he says is like so contradicting. It's crazy.
Yeah. A lot of celebrities do that. You know, they'll talk about God and then cuss the whole time they're doing it.
Yeah. And then, you know, it'll come out in the tabloids that Haley's like done with him, whatever, trying to get him help. And then he'll post a picture of them together. And anyway, Justin Bieber's mom just came out and said, what was this? This was on her last week. She said something about, I hope he finds the help he needs or whatever, because he's clearly off his rocker. Clearly.
Well, how old is he now?
It's probably 32, 31, 32, maybe.
Is he that young? 31, you're right.
Wow. So, I mean, he needs to grow up. That's one thing.
Yeah.
He's married. He's got a kid now. What I think is going on, I don't believe he talks to his mom anymore. And we know his relationship with his dad was not great. You know, he was raised by a single mom. I think now that he has a kid, that's probably tripping him out. Here I am at the same place my dad would have been with me. And I think he's kind of got a lot going on in his head.
And I get that. But also, if you grew up without a dad or a bad dad or whatever, are you going to post a picture? He's holding his son, Jack, smoking a blunt, and he posts it on Instagram. Like, the child's maybe 10 months old, and he's smoking up marijuana, like, in the kid's face. Yeah. I don't know. It's wild to me. Like, be better, you know?
Right. It's what I'm saying. He needs to grow up.
Yeah.
And whatever's going on in his head doesn't keep him from taking a shower and cleaning up and trying to, I mean, he's a good looking guy, beyond good looking. And if he's such a Christian, then he knows that you need to take what God has given you and take care of it, including your looks.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But he's just trash.
Yeah.
Anybody that's going to smoke weed around a baby, but especially when you're holding a baby and you're so proud of it and you think it's so cool that you post a picture of it, then you're just trash. You're trashy, and you need somebody to come along and kind of shake you a little bit and help you grow up.
Exactly. I love how in the comments of that photo, people were like, well, it's better than smoking a cigarette around the baby. No, it's like the same thing. I mean, you just don't do it. I mean, you know,
damn stoners they will do anything to keep anybody from saying anything negative about marijuana.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He could be taking that joint and burning that kid with it.
Yeah.
And stoners would say, well, it's better than burning him with a cigarette.
Yeah.
It's a natural product. It's an all natural product.
Yeah.
Well, so is tobacco.
Right.
You know, just because something is natural and it grows from the earth doesn't mean that it's great in all aspects.
And anytime you're putting any kind of stimulant around a 10-month-old that didn't ask for it, like, no.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do better, Justin. Do better.
And anybody excusing it is trashy, too.
Yeah. Oh, they'll defend him till the day they die.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it sounds like you two got it all figured out, don't you? You just make every right decision. You know all the right answers. Good
well,
for you.
I make better decisions than him. That's for damn sure. That's for damn sure. Gah.
But we were having the conversation about, Lindsay had pointed out, like, he's taking these, like, really kind of wild pictures. But he's performing at Coachella next year, and that's, he's headlining the show, and he hasn't performed on stage in years. And, you know, he quit his very successful tour in the middle because he was having like a mental breakdown. So I think by the time Coachella rolls around, he's not going to have a beard. He's not going to be smoking weed in that baby's face. I bet we see a brand new guy. And I bet that's all because of his management. They're going to be like, clean up your act. We're going to get you back out there. We're going to remind people that you are the biggest pop star in the world, because Taylor Swift is running things right now. We're going to put you back on top. I bet you something changes.
I want you to be right. I do. I don't think you're going to be right. I want you to be right. Yeah. I think he thinks he's going to Coachella and he's too cool for school. I mean, you should go look at the photos he's posted. I don't know how you bounce back, but I hope you're right.
Yeah.
But he's in his 30s now. He's, you know, still acting like old Justin Bieber when he gets on stage. Is that going to even come across as real, or will that come across as him trying to hang on to his glory days that he doesn't have anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. So judgmental on you. I mean, you got to fit the perfect persona, because he's not a teenager anymore. When he was a teenager in his early 20s, I mean, he was one of the people that loved him so much. Now that same group is older with him. They have kids and except they act like real parents, hopefully. Right. So will they relate to him anymore? I don't know. Well, but then again, anybody going to Coachella, I mean, that's a different breed altogether. And we're not talking about normal people.
Yeah. That's why I don't see him cleaning his act up, because everyone that goes to Coachella is dirty. I mean, you know, I don't want to say everyone, but let's.
I will. Every one of them is
dirty. A lot of them are, yeah. Mm. They don't shower. They sleep in tents, you know, the whole thing in the desert.
Yeah. Trashy. Dirty.
Yeah. We'll see. I hope he has a comeback.
Yeah. We're all in your corner, JB.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
What is new radio?
New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.